Its signature move is splitting up or spinning off parts of companies, a tactic for which Mr. Gardell earned the moniker of Butcher from the Swedish press in the mid-2000s. Sevian believes that many conglomerate structures are too sprawling, and that simplifying them can be better both for managers, who will have an easier time running more focused companies, and for shareholders, who will have an easier time valuing them. Perhaps the best example is the separation in 2012 of Cookson Group, a British industrial firm, into Alent, a chemicals company, and Vesuvius, a ceramics firm, that Sevian helped to engineer. The split more than doubled the combined value of shareholders' investment. Sevian has also pushed for spin-offs at Volvo Group, a Swedish truck maker, and Bilfinger, a German industrial services firm, among many others. Such proposals often attract stiff opposition at first, as with its current recommendations for ABB, a Swiss-Swedish engineering firm, and ThyssenKrupp, a German steel giant. And Sevian has had failures. Bilfinger is one of the few examples of a truly struggling Sevian portfolio firm. But overall, performance is strong. Sevian returned 19.4% in 2016 alone. European activist funds returned 14.1% in aggregate, and American ones 12.8%, according to eVestment, a data provider. Institutional investors, who often shunned or ignored activists a decade ago, now take the initiative to contact Sevian. Other activists are also stirring. More European firms are being targeted. Mr. Gardell is sceptical that boisterous American funds will be able to make much headway into Europe. But he welcomes more competition. His fund announced its newest target, one that is close to home, on May 31st, Ericsson, a floundering Swedish telecoms firm.